Static. Shift. Hello to all of you out there listening in the city. As your host, I'll be taking you all the way through to the sunrise, as I do every weekend, right here on... right here. The night, it can reveal things. In fact, radio signals seem to prefer flying through the cool air because they go farther, reaching into places they'd never reach in the day. There's no telling what you might hear on your radio after the sun goes down.
Son of a... How many times do I have to say it?
Close the window all the way.
Huh? Hey, what'd you say? I got you one of those burgers that you have to put together yourself.
The window, Einstein. You didn't latch the window. Again.
Oh, I forgot to tell you before I left. I think the window's open. Could you shut it? It gets cold in here.
You should just... So what did they say?
Who? The work guys?
No. The A-team. Yes, your work people. Are they gonna let us use it?
No. He said his boss would flip if he found out.
Oh, man. You couldn't even... Wait. Then... What's that?
You really think I would just flake? I said he wouldn't let me take the receivers and gear you wanted, but you didn't let me finish. After he told me I couldn't have the ACOM, he told me about this old storage space that no one ever goes into anymore. Hell, no one really even knows about it. Then he gives me the key and says to give it back when I'm done.
So you got another one from...
If you'd let me speak, I'd tell you. So I go down there, and this room is full of gear. Weird stuff. Things I've never seen before. Half of it was stamped prototype.
Prototype? Prototypes of... Okay, this looks like pretty normal gear. But wait. This should be a lot heavier. What are they missing?
That's where you come in. We just need to swap out a few components for your Yaesu.
Hold on.
And the Tentec.
What kind of... How can you even call yourself a ham operator? Do you have any idea what... Do you think it'll work? Really?
I know it will.
I want to believe you, but I don't.
Dude, Frankie say, relax. I didn't go to community college for 7 years, studying both radio engineering and electrical engineering to be doubted by you. You couldn't even keep from getting kicked out of ham radio club in 8th grade.
Those dorks freaked out if you even said shortwave. It's such a dumb thing to be purist about. Assholes. Okay, I think we should be fine as long as you don't break anything. About time. You keep working on that. I'll get it.
Hey, I was starting to think you weren't going to show. Did you bring your gear?
I'm the president of the ham club, you dink. Of course I did.
I could use a hand here.
So, is this going to take a while, or...
You need to help out a lot more, or talk a lot less, or both. Hey, hand me that long Phillips head and that multimeter.
Here's that. And here's the meter. Okay. You never did explain exactly what we're doing here.
Okay. So you know about the UVB-76, right?
Yeah, that weird shortwave signal. The buzzing or whatever.
Right. No one really knows where it's coming from or why. But it's there. It's right there for everyone to hear.
So we're going through all this to listen to some random noise? Awesome. Totally awesome.
No. You don't understand. That's just the door.
What the hell?
Look, UVB-76 isn't the only one. Far from it. And not just like weird noises or talking or whatever. There are a few specific frequencies that are different. Like, not supposed to exist different.
That's... Are you just full of shit? That doesn't even make sense. And how do you even know all of this?
So, about 6 months ago, this guy started coming around work. He looked really gnarly. Long, shaggy hair, patchy beard, and this crazy look in his eye.
That's you when you first wake up. You were looking into the mirror.
So true.
Anyway, one day I saw him going into the back, to where the big boss is. He didn't come out for like 3 hours, but when he finally did, he looked so much worse. Like he'd aged just since I saw him a few hours before. It was hard to watch. This guy was just broken.
Dude, that's harsh.
So, who is this guy?
He said he used to work for the feds. Or, well, not exactly the feds, but something like it. He was really vague, though, in a paranoid way. But then, before he left, he shot out his hand and almost barked, "Well, it was nice to meet you," while staring me dead in the eyes, like he was begging me. But it was only in his eyes. I took my hand back, and this was in it.
What is it? He gave you a note? Let me see it. This is... Wait, no. There are schematics. Are we building this?
Let me see. What? What? You guys, this... This is so illegal. And you never did tell us who the guy was. He's probably a lunatic.
Maybe he is crazy. Doesn't make him wrong. It's ready. Should we do this?
Why should we just trust this guy? Or you?
Because we'll be the first ones to ever do it successfully.
What? That doesn't make any sense. Okay.
This guy. He kept saying, "We're so close," and they wouldn't let us finish. He knew that I'm a Dexer and that I would work with you two. He wants us to finish this.
Are we seriously just ignoring the fact that this is very illegal and also probably dangerous?
No, but if this works, this could change things. Everything. For all of us. And it will work. I checked it all out. Checked and rechecked every calculation. The power will hold.
Okay, so it all checks out. Let's say I believe you. But you still haven't told us what we're supposedly going to find. Maybe share that with us before you flip that switch, Tesla?
If we follow those parameters on the map, there should be a signal there. Strong. Really strong. But that's not the interesting part. There's something under it. A carrier signal.
Carrier signal? Look, that's not possible. As in, not physically going to happen. Ever.
Now you're getting it.
Huh. Did you do it? Is it working?
Because none of this is true. It's not real. Listen, your crazy guy pulled one over on you. That would be funny if you hadn't dragged...
Hmm.
What is that?
Is it working?
It's...
What am I listening to?
It's working! Exactly like you said it would!
It's making my head hurt.
So, what happens now?
Make it stop.
Where are you? My head.
I can't take it. Heck, Chris, are you there?
I'm here.
It's coming out of your ears. There's so much blood.
No.
Wait. Where's Chris? Chris! Where'd you go?
Oh, God.
What's happened? What happened?
If you'll allow me to get a little philosophical right now under the light of that moon out there. It sure seems to me that music has this way to move us, to make us feel, to make us think, make us want to fight, want to love. It's almost like those sounds, they vibrate something inside of us, open up whole new worlds. Or maybe I just need more coffee. Now, my nocturnal companions, let's keep the music and the vibrations going.
Static Shift Episode 2, Number Station. Featuring the talents of Jennifer Kellums, Rob Sogomonian, Marcus Roberts, and Jason Tibor. Static Shift was written, directed, and produced by Jason Tibor in association with Articulate Studios. This has been an Articulate Studios production.
That's just the kid.